After Schneider carrying a print post back a delivery spirometry report on Peter Turner, this goes to Corinne Edicke, D-I-C-K, comma, PA. On 3-7-24, Mr. Turner performed pre- and post-bronchodilators for a period prior to the ownership bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airway obstruction period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period. The paragraph from Christian, minimal restrictive lung disease without significant airway obstruction period. Next is pre-post bronchodilator spirometry on James Lee Jr. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 3-7-24, Mr. Lee performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the noise bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a mild degree of airway obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 12-23, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression. Minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Stephen Hawthorne. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 3-7-24, Mr. Hawthorne performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and was a degree of airways obstruction with poor effort after bronchodilators. Period compared to a prior study dated 10-12-23, there's been a progression of his post bronchodilator study, which in part may be effort related. Period of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Showing no significant change, period. Next is a pre-post bronchodilator spirometry in Donald Collins. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 3-7-24, Mr. Collins performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. Without airway obstruction or bronchial reactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 12-5-23, there's been no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine with the C Bridges. This goes to Van Tire, comma PA, on 3-7-24. This is Bridges performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild to moderate degree of airways obstruction with poor effort after bronchodilators period. Compared to prior study dated 9-12-23, with a slight deterioration period of paragraph impression, mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing some progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Henry Rabin, R-A-B-O-N. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 3-7-24, Mr. Rabin performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired. Without airways obstruction period after bronchodilators, there was no improvement. Compared to a prior study dated 10-4-23, there's been no significant change, period. Mild restriction without airways obstruction and without bronchial reactivity, showing no progression, period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Craig Hickerson. This goes to Dr. Schmitz on 3-7-24. Dr. Hickerson performed pre- and post-bronchodilators prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. Forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study, 8-30-23, there's been a significant change period of paragraph compression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Thank you.